Now we are discussing about the food and beverage service management chapter 3. Exactly what is chapter 3? Types of food service. What exactly food service types we have in F&B service management we are discussing now. The first type of food service is banquets. We have discussed in hotels. There are few F&B service outlets we have. One is say coffee shop, bar, and room service and banquets. So comes to the picture here, banquet food service. And the same time we have the food service of buffets also. What is known as buffet? Let's discuss further in that. Outdoor catering also we do have. What is exactly outdoor catering? We would be discussing further. Type of seating arrangements also we would be discussing in this chapter. So type of food service we would be discussing about the banquets, buffets, and outdoor catering, type of seating arrangements. What exactly the chapter objectives are? To know various types of food service, yes. To learn about the banquets and its booking process also. To understand about the buffet, its various types. To understand the operations of the outdoor catering, what exactly is outdoor catering, what is the operations process for the outdoor catering also. To know the various seating styles in a banquet function, what exactly the seating styles are in a banquet functions. These are the objectives of this chapter. Types of food service. What is the definition of the type of the food services? That part of the hotel operations which deals with the serving food to the guest, which is produced in the kitchen. Whatever the food is produced in the kitchen, what exactly variety of the food service you are giving in the hotel? This is known as a definition. Many methods are used to serve the food to the guest. There are many ways to serve the guest. What exactly the ways to serve the guest we would be discussing now. The type of service that an establishment will use depend on many factors. What factors it involved, what kind of service they are using to give the food, it comes in under many factors. It varies from very formal in fine dining and self-service and fast food chains, which we discussed previously. There are fine dining, there are fast food, there is a quick restaurants. It depends on organization structure. To objective, the service should be serve good quality food attractively and at the right temperature. This is a very important objective. It should be piping hot, the right temperature, and it should be attractive, and the quality of food also. This is also one of the major objective of this chapter. Factors affecting the type of service. What exactly the factors affecting the type of service? The nature of the establishment, like luxury restaurant or a takeaway joint. If it is a luxury restaurant, there is another kind of food service offered to the guest. If it is a takeaway joint, like Pizza Hut, like Domino's, like McDonald's, there's a different kind of services involved in with the organization. The type of turnover of the customer to be catered, that is also very important. That is, if it's a very busy restaurant, the walk-ins are more, the guest flow is more. So the food service factor is also comes into the picture. The time available for the meal, if it is a fast food or a full course menu, what exactly the time the guest has, the customer has to complete his meal. This is also come to the picture for the food service. The availability of skilled staff to serve. If you have more skilled staff, then you can come up with the fine dining. If you don't have more skilled staff, then you'll come up with the American service. If you don't have the more skilled staff, then you'll come up with the takeaway. It is also comes to the part of the organization. Availability of space of the establishment. This is also a very important factor. What exactly is the space you have, according to that food service can be offered to the guest. The type of menu presented. This is also very important. What exactly the menu you are presenting, that is also count to the food services. The cost of the meal to be served. For example, if you are giving an economical meal, then you cannot afford a more luxurious service to the guest. This is also a factor come to the picture. The type of the service methods. Let's discuss in a broad manner. The waiter or a table service. Waiter at a table service. What exactly waiter at a table service? We will discuss further. Assisted service. What exactly the assisted service? We will discuss further. and a self-service, and a single point service, and a special service. Let's discuss about the waiter or a table service. What exactly waiter or a table service, how exactly it executed to the guest, and what service factors come to the picture in this. The waiter service involves the transportation, service of the food to the customer, whether on a table, counter or a bar, rather than customer collecting their own food, it is a slower service. What previously we have discussed is, whenever the guest is sitting, whenever the customer is sitting on the table, so the waiter comes and he takes the order and he gives one KOT to the kitchen, the food transportation done by waiter and food served by the waiter. So majority of the part is doing by service team only. This is known as the waiter service. The table services can be further classified. Whatever the service we are discussing, the service is very simple. Taking order and the same time the serving the food the done by the waiter. In that also there are few classified. One is silver service, the second is American service, the French service, English service, family service and snack bar service. These are the classifications for the waiter service. What exactly is the assisted service? We have discussed about the waiter service and we are discussing about the assisted service. Here the main role of the waiter is not that much, where everything is done by waiter only, transportation, taking order, serving, everything. Here the lesser role, the service team. Let's discuss briefly about the assisted service. The guest enters the dining area and gets food from the buffet counter. Whenever few restaurants, they have the buffet system. What is exactly the buffet system? Food is displayed with the name cards. Whatever the food you required, if you require the soup, you need to take a soup bowl and pick the soup. And if you want starters, you need to take the starter plate and take the starters. If you require a main course, take the main course plate and take the main course. So here, the guest enters the dining and picks the food. The transportation, whatever we have spoken in a waiter's service, here the transportation is doing by guest. He may get served partially on the table or a waiter. What exactly will happen is, sometimes the guest may sit and he may ask for a cup of soup. That time, waiter partially he gives the service to the guest. Extra food has to be collected from the counter. Whatever the extra food he required, he has taken main course. He might want more food also. He can go and pick from the buffet. Types of assisted service are listed below. There are few assisted services also. One is buffet service. This service is one of the popular service in food service industry. And the self service and the single point service, specialized service. We would be discussing briefly about these services. What exactly the table service, silver service, which we have discussed. And now we are talking about the brief of the silver service. Known as full waiter service, the silver service known as a full waiter service. Waiter will involve 100% to give the specialized service in a silver service. It takes more time. It is a most expansive form of the service because the waiter is involved, the captain is involved, the more service staffs are involved for giving the service. The steward brings the meal to the guest who is seated at the table. The transportation part, which we have discussed previously, getting food from kitchen, getting beverages from the bar. So the steward, the waiter, is fully involved to serve the food. The food is portioned into silver platters at the kitchen. So what will happen is, exactly if the few guests are there, few customers are sitting there, the food is divided in the kitchen only. The food is placed at the sideboard with the burners and hot plates to keep the food warm. How exactly will happen? In buffet system, what will happen is food is hot with the burners, with the bain-marie, everything. But here, the food is separated at the kitchen to maintain the hot. There would be a side station, burners would be there to make the hot food. The waiter picks the platter from the hot plate and present the dish to the host for the approval. There would be host, right? He is the placing order who takes care of the group. He has to show the dish to host to get the approval. Once the host approves, the food will be served to remaining guest. The lininess of pure damask and glassware of crystal and crockery from finest bone of China. So whatever the table layout we would be using linen as a napkins and a table mats. And for crockery, we need to use a China-owned crockery. And the spick and span crockery and cutlery we need to use because this is the specialized service. Table setting, service, garnishing and accomplishments all follow strict rules. There is a sequence of service. You need to follow very strictly in the silver service. Let's talk about further table service, silver service. There are few advantages in silver service. There would be a lesser wastage because the manpower is involved here, specially taken care. The portions are divided in the kitchen, transportation done by waiter. So approval is taken by host. So here lesser wastage would be there. Good plate presentation because the specialized service is there. The portions are divided in the kitchen only. It's not picking. The transportation is not doing by the guest. So the presentation is excellent here. Quick and easy. Cost can be controlled as per the portion. Exactly what exactly will happen is cost can be controlled according to the portion. If you are giving entire portion to the guest, he might waste in the food because you are dividing food here, so wastage is less. Limitations, very informal. This is very informal. And routine service for the waiters because the waiter is always, whatever the service is giving is always routine to him because he has to take the order, he has to present at KOT and he takes the food and he has to serve with the strict rules of the service sequence. Not good for fine dining and high class restaurant. What exactly will happen is whenever you are giving this silver service, it consumes time. It takes lots of time. So there is lesser advantages for the fine dining restaurant. There is another service which we have discussed, American service. What exactly that American service? Let's see in a broad manner. They made popular by the Americans. This is the one of the popular service in all over the world. The American service is a pre-plated service. What is pre-plated? Let's discuss briefly. The food is served into the guest plate or bowls in the kitchen itself and served. Very simple. There is no portioning. Whatever the meal are placed by guest, it will be served as a portion to the guest. The portion is predetermined by the chef at the kitchen. Whatever the menu planning is there, it is already determined by the kitchen. Whatever the portion is there, that portion size will be there at kitchen. He will give the food and food directly delivered to the guest. The accompaniment served with the dish balance, the entire presentation in terms of nutrition and color. The presentation is excellent because exactly whatever the dish is getting done at kitchen, the same dish is served to the guest. So the garnish, the accompaniment looks better. Commonly used in a coffee shop where service is required to be fast, which we have discussed now, more popular world because this is the fast track of the service. Let's talk about the table service, French service. French service. What exactly is the French service? We have discussed about the American service. We have discussed about the silver service. We are discussing about the French service. The garden is mobile service and trolley known as the garden trolley. There would be a trolley with the food products. That with the trolley, the waiter comes and he serves the food. Let's talk about the brief service of the French. It is a mobile trolley with the gas cylinder and burners. So, we have discussed previously about the services. The food will be made at kitchen. The portion will be done at kitchen. And you are getting food and you are getting services. But here in French service, there is a movable trolley with the gas cylinder, with the burners. Means, it is a food is carved, filtered, flambéed and prepared with the showmanship. Means here the skilled waiters are involved in front of the guest. The food is prepared and it is curved. The meat is cutting in front of the guest and serving to the guest. Food is partially prepared in kitchen and is finished, garnished and plated and presented at the guest of waiter. So whoever is waiter giving the French service, he has to be very skilled. towards the food preparation, because the food is getting partially prepared at kitchen and it is coming on trolley, that waiter need to take care of entire preparation of the meal. It is taken right next to the customer on his table where finishing is done, because customer, the guest is watching, and in front of the customer you are preparing a food, means you required a skills waiter. The waiter is required to fillet, carve and flambe. What is carve? Carve means very simple, cutting of the meat. Flambe means firing the meat. The waiter should be extremely skilled to serve on the form of the service which we have discussed. Now, the waiter has to be very skilled enough to give this type of service. Now, table service, French service, few advantages are there, few limitations are there. Let's talk about the what are the advantages. High eye appeal and showmanship. Whenever you want to give a great service, the French service is coming to the picture, because this is a highmanship, showmanship. Ensure food services requires temperature, because whatever the food is getting prepared at a kitchen, if you are getting the same food, it might get cold also. It might get warm also. But here, in front of the guest, you are preparing the food, the temperature would be the same. Ensure freshness and quality of the ingredients, because you are preparing in front of the guest. And whatever the partially prepared food is there, food comes from kitchen, you are preparing in front of guest fully. So this gives you more quality of the ingredients. High guest satisfaction due to personalized service. Skilled waiter preparing in front of him, he is carving the meats, he is doing flambe, means he is giving a specialized service to the guest. So guests satisfy more in the French service. What are the limitations? There are the limitations in the French service. Let's discuss about the what are the limitations. Time consuming and slow service. It's time consuming. Just imagine you are fully preparing the food and you are serving to the guest, where it takes half an hour time to complete the meal. For example, in the French service, you are partially preparing and you are getting food and trolley, and in front of him you are fully cooking and you are carving your flamme also, and you are giving the food, means it takes a time. Highly experienced staff required to the serve. Highly experienced. You are not supposed to admit any small mistake in front of the guest. You need to give a specialized service to the guest. Possible in the highest and most expensive outlets. Whenever high expensive outlets are there, it can be possible. Not suitable for all kinds of cuisines. It's not suitable for all kinds of cuisines. Whatever we have spoken, carving, cutting meat in front of the guest, all cuisines doesn't have that kind of food and all. So all kind of cuisines does not suit for the French service. Let's talk about the table service, English service and butter service. What exactly it works is, the most play a major role in the type of the service which we have discussed. And food is brought from the kitchen by the waiters directly to the host. Simple, whatever the food is prepared at the kitchen, directly get to the host. The waiter presented the food to the host for the approval, and the host described the food to the guest, and the butler then served to the guest. What exactly will happen this English service is simple. For example, the host has placed order for the food. The food directly comes to the table. And it shows to the host for the approval. Once the host is approved, it can be served to the other guest also. It's easy service. Table service, English service, what are the advantages? Only for small personalized gatherings. Because if the guest base is 5 or 6, you can serve to the guest, right? And experienced waiter required, again, you required experienced waiters to serve the food. What are the limitations? Knowledge and skill required to serve. Because from where? Right side or left side? From where you serve, you should know. So you require skilled waiters for this, and not suitable for a la carte service. There is a family service also. There is a table service, family service. What exactly is a family service? A common style found in a middle class multi cuisine restaurants in India. Exactly how it works, let's discuss. Waiter gets food in a large bowls from the kitchen. He puts the food in the center of the table service, spoons and forks. The guests serve themselves. Cutlery, crockery and glassware were laid by the waiter and staff before putting the food. So what it exactly is, if you visit any Indian restaurant, most of the table service, this family service, involves in Indian restaurants. For example, you are a group of 5 people. You are the host. You have placed order for 2 rice and 2 gravies and 1 dal item. So how exactly it serves is, The waiter will lay the table. What exactly is laying the table? Keeping the plates in a proper place and keeping the fork and spoons, knives. He will lay the table. And whatever food has been placed, what food you have placed order, you have order for rice and you have order for gravy and you have order for some dal. So he will get with the service spoon and service fork. Service spoon and service fork, what exactly service spoon and service fork? You will serve food with the service spoon and service spoon. You will not serve, you will keep in center of the table, the host whoever is ordered, and he will serve in front of all. This is known as table service. One advantage is informal style. It is very informal style. And freedom to serve portion to each individual. Host has the freedom to serve individual. And quick service, waiter do not attend to one table only. Here what exactly is happening is, waiter, no need of attending only one table. He can look after at least 2-3 tables. Because he is giving all food on the table only. Host has right to serve to all guests. What are the limitations? Not suitable for special cuisines. It's not suitable for the special cuisines. Presentation of the food cannot be done. Presentation, because the host is going to serve, the presentation may get spoiled also. Lack of knowledge of the host to serve some dishes. Exactly how it will happen is, you are saying you will give service spoon and service fork. The host may not have knowledge of serving each meal, how to serve also. These are also disadvantages. Now let's talk about snack bar service. This is also comes under table service, snack bar service. What exactly snack bar service is? Made popular by the burger joints and the snack bars. Yes. Tall stools placed along a counter for the guest to sit and eat. If you see a few snack bars, it's like a bar only. There would be a table. There are seats are available. In front of the table, there would be a seating would be there. The guest would be sitting in front of that. And the food is either displayed behind the counter or listed on a menu card or in a common board. It's like a subway. The guest order from the menu that is listed there, he will place an order, whatever the listed on the board, and he will get the food in front of him. They collect tokens after paying the cash at the counter like quick restaurants only. He pays the bill and he will get the token, and he gives the token to the waiter. He gives the food. They pick up the food from the respective counters. Guests can sit normally on the table laid out of the area ahead. What exactly will happen in the subway is, whenever you place your order, you give the money and you take the token and you will get food from a snack bar. Table service snack bar, what are the advantages? Food is served very quickly because immediately you are paying and immediately you are getting food out in front of you. The food is standardized portion. There would be a portion would be standardized always for the young crowd and people on the go. For example, you have a limited time, you want to have some snacks, you can go, pay, take the token, and take the meal in front of you only. Within fraction of seconds, you will get the food. Fast movement, this works better. Limitation, not suitable for full course menu, long queues during the rush hours. Exactly what will happen is in rush hours, like lunch timings and dinner times, those who want to have quick meal, there might be queues. Buffet service, this is very known service in hospitality industry. Let's discuss about the buffet service. A self-service form of service for more than 15 to 20 people. If is a gathering is there, 15 to 20 more people are there. So this buffet service is the formal service. It comes into the hospitality industry where the more people can get the F&B services. Food is displayed on the tables. And the guest takes his plate from the steak at the end of each table. How exactly the buffet system is, on the table, the food will be displayed. What exactly the food is displayed? There would be a soup, there would be a starter, there would be a main course, there would be a salads, there would be a sweet dish, everything is there on a table. So on the entrance of the table, there would be a crockery, cutlery would be there. The guest will go himself and he'll pick up his plate and he'll pick up his spoon and fork and he takes meal from the buffet system. This is the common factor for the buffet. The guest takes his own food and might request the waiter to serve him. Sometimes exactly what will happen is, the guest might take food from the buffet. He might ask help from waiter, would like to, I would like to have some soup, I would like to add some more gravy to my meal, that time waiter can help to him to give additional services to him. The sit-down buffet services, there would be sit-down buffet services would be there, has tables laid with the crockery and cutlery as in a restaurant. Sometimes what exactly will happen is, there is a sit-down buffet system would be there. What exactly we have spoken is, there would be dishes on tables, there would be dishes on tables. And an entrance, there would be crockery, cutlery would be there. The guest takes plates, crockery, cutlery, everything from there. And he picks up the food and he sits on the table, have meal. In some other restaurant, there would be a lay would be there on table. There would be lay on table with the whatever the cutlery would be there. So simply he picks up the plate and he takes the meal, whatever he required. He comes on table, he sit and he have the meal. He has the meal. So where the cutlery is already laid on the table, so he is no need of picking up the cutlery from there. The waiter may serve the appetizers and soup at the table. The previously which we have discussed, sometimes waiter will serve the soup. Example, what will happen is on table, the guest is sitting and he might request for the soup and appetizer. Sometimes waiter might serve the soup and appetizers on table. Guest pays for entire buffet regardless of how much or what he eats. Exactly how it works is whenever the restaurant, the guest pays order for the soup, appetizer and his main course, the billing will happen according to whatever he had, right? But in buffet system, whatever he had, the billing would be the same. Breakfast buffet, conference buffets, and sit down buffet and a display buffet are commonly found in hotels. Let's talk in a broad way of these buffets. Like for breakfast, there would be some buffets would be there, and the commonly found in hotels were the sit down buffets and the display buffets, also commonly found in hotels. Now, what are the advantages of the buffet system? Let's talk about few advantages of buffet system is a variety and a choice of dishes. Exactly how it works is there are so many varieties you can find. Because if you visit a restaurant, there would be a restriction what exactly you want to place your order. How many gravies, how many food, how many soups, how many starters you can place order. But in a buffet system, you will get larger varieties. There would be more salads, more soups, more starters and more main course would be there. Whatever you like, you can pick up from there. Price is predetermined. The price, whatever the you would be having, the price is already fixed before only. And the fastest form of service, you can accommodate, you can cater to many people. You can cater to many people in a single point of time. So you can cater more people. Best for serving at large parties like weddings and conferences. Exactly what will happen in weddings and conferences, there would be more people might be coming to your function. 100, 200, 300, maybe 1,000 people also gather can happen. That time, buffet is the food service where you can accommodate and you can cater many people. Many people can be served. What are the limitations? So there are few limitations in buffet system also. Displayed food, if not used, is wasted. For example, you say you have given varieties of main course, and you have given varieties of the starter, you have given varieties of the soups. One food product might not be used by all guests. So the food, whatever the displayed, might go for the waste. Taste and temperature suffers. Sometimes what exactly will happen is once you prepare the meal and displayed for the longer period, that meal can lose the temperature and it can lose the taste, nutritious taste also. And lot of food is wasted. Obviously, a lot of food is wasted because you are projected for many people and the many people might have lesser food. That time what exactly will happen is the food might get wasted.